Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
coming into the mojo of courage. And I have to tell you, it's been quite a journey this week. I know I say that every week. It's been quite a journey in the past 30 minutes. Because that's what life is about. It's about capturing and enjoying the butterflies and saying the sacred yes, even if there's a little girl inside of you going, no, I don't want to do it. But we're here. We're here in this moment. And I'm so excited to be with you. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Are you ready to get your mojo rising tonight? I see already I have to give shout-outs right now. Okay, we don't shout out on a Life Conversations Radio Network. We love out. But I see my sister Sweet Tea from D.C., Tanya, Glowing Gooch, holding the line down. And I see my baby sister, Lori, calling all the way. You know, you guys are both in North Carolina. I've got North Carolina love coming at me at the same time. So what can't I do? That's the question. You were listening to Ricky Byers Beckwith, the goddess from Agape, singing in the land of I Am. And if you want to tune into more of Ricky's vibrant, affirming music of your truth and beauty of who you are, you can find her at rickybb.com. That's RickieBB.com. I know there's another one, another website as well, and I can't remember it off the top of my head. But we're just going to chill tonight, because what I realize about this show is that I'm living it. So one of the first things I'm going to give you is that relaxing helps your mojo rise. So regardless of what's moving in your life right now, family, chill out. Tap into your inner strength, your resources, your authenticity, and your mojo will rise on its own. And I can testify about that right now. So I want to welcome you. I want to find out how your fourth was. How are you doing? We got a new moon on Monday coming tomorrow. I'm going to date myself, and I don't care. But every time there's a new moon on Monday, I always want to break out with Duran Duran. I'm not going to sing the song, though. No. I might later. But new moon on Monday is happening tomorrow. Fresh beginnings, fresh starts, all the things we released in the full moon, we get to create new stories for ourselves. Starting tomorrow, in the middle of a Mercury retrograde. But before I start the show, how about I get to some housekeeping? Now, I have a ghost here tonight. I'm calling him a ghost because I'm not sure if he's actually going to have time to play with us. You guys know Life Coach today, huh? Do you know him? I'm sure you do. Demala Nifawoshe, a.k.a. Life Coach today, the host of the Ask Life Coach today radio show. Well, this man had the nerve to go on vacation, all right? So we're going to do a big yay to Life Coach today for taking the time to chill out and take care of himself. I'm looking forward to what he's going to download. But what that means is, technically, I'm on my own tonight. Though he did bless me. He started the show for me. And mwah, big old kiss to you, Life Coach today, for helping me start the show. But then he's giving me the keys to the studio, and then Celeste Shante Morgan will be on her own. So hold me in vibration, because this is my dream family. I always wanted to be on the radio. How many times have you heard me say that, right? And so this man, the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, is like, okay, here you go. So at some point tonight, I'm going to take the keys. I think I got the keys right now. I got the keys to the studio. I'm up in here. And I'm just going to relax into it. And we're not going to worry about being perfect. We're just going to worry about having some fun and really getting down to the nitty-gritty of what this mojo is about. I'm channeling Muddy Waters right now. And if you don't know who Muddy Waters is, then I order you to Google Muddy Waters, blues singer, amazing song. I got my mojo working, but it just won't work on you. But my mojo is going to work on you tonight because I've got some tools and some tips that are going to help you wake up to your inner sexiness. But listen, don't get caught up in that. People say that mojo is just about sexual attractiveness. But mojo is about more than that. Yeah, it's sexy when people are stepping into their mojo because people are stepping into their power. And when you step into your voice and your passion, it's just magic. That's your mojo, family. It's a magic charm. It's your magic power. And every single one of you were born with it. But let me get to some housekeeping before I get down to your mojo, okay? I want to tell you about my beautiful family on the Life Conversations Radio Network. I am so proud to be with these beautiful people. And I realize I haven't shouted out to everybody yet. Okay, North Carolina, y'all coming in hard. I'm seeing some North Carolina's numbers that I don't recognize. Hello, family. I love you. Thank you for being with me. And one of the first things of housekeeping that I need to do right now, and I see you guests in the chat room. Hello, beautiful people. If you want to join me live, if you want to actually add to the conversation, you can log on to Blog Talk Radio, get a name. You can make a fake name, and you can join me, and you can interact with us in a chat room. But in the meantime, our beautiful listeners disguised as guests, I want to acknowledge that I see you. Now, for the people that I really want to just, you know what, you people in the archives, come here. You come closer. Mwah! Big kiss to you. You guys downloaded and listen to my show from last week, Passion of Attraction. You absolutely blew my mind. I want to thank you guys for being there, for tuning in. It means so much to me to know that you actually took some time out of your day to check out what I was saying and what I was doing. I hope the Passion of Attraction moved you. I hope I'm going to get your mojo rising tonight. But wait a minute, I need to kiss you one more time. Mwah! Thank you so much. God, Goddess, bless you. And I look forward to having more fun with you. Okay? But listen, if you want to join me live, you got to call 347-426-3346. Okay? Press 1 on your keypad. I am doing readings tonight if you guys want to play that way. Either way, I've got all this candy for you, spiritual candy, to help you move from where you are to where you want to be, which is the main goal of our hosts on Life Conversations Radio Network. Let me introduce, I got to tell you about my family. I really do, because we are just so fierce over here, you know. Breathe. And enjoy the flow. I do. Happy new moon, folks. We're about to have some fun up here tonight. So, I told you, usually Life Coach Today hangs out with me and he screens the calls. It'll be me doing that tonight. And I'm not bitter. I'm fine. But my mission is to get you ready for your week. So this is our me time, you know. So I really want to thank you guys for coming and relaxing with me right now. So about the amazing hosts on this network, Ademola Nifowoshe, better known as Life Coach Today, is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, and he's been on vacation. I'm so excited for next week, seriously. You know, you can usually find him Monday through Wednesday from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. He's the host of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. That's where you can also find me during the week. I break down the energy of the day around 1. So, look, you're going to have to go back into the archive on Monday. But Life Coach Today is coming back live on the air on Tuesday, July 9th. And the whole month of July is Love is Freedom. And this man is bringing sexy back. I was waiting for Justin Timberlake to come in, but I don't think we have that in our studio. But he's coming back with Sexuality and Sensuality Unplugged. And we've got guests lined up who are going to help you fill the fire on Tuesday. So you want to make sure you join us for this show. And a little birdie told me that Donna DeLuca, who's a regular listener, and Mother Wit Wisdom will also be in the house. So that's going to be amazing. You definitely want to check that out. And we have everything you need on a Live Conversations Radio Network. Okay? So, like, have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? You can join Ambassa Safira for the play experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tune into a new frequency where together you will discover your new blueprint for releasing stress and loving yourself completely. Ambassa shares unfiltered truth, pure wisdom, and a smorgasbord of laughter to infuse your lifestyle with dreams of wholeness. We also have Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Open your heart and mind to how the family soul's universal laws of love around belonging, balance, and justice connect us all together, one another, as one. And then you have me, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and the space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the introspective tools of tarot cards, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies. Might even show up to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, or you can post your questions on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan like page on Facebook. To stay up with what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Let me just do a quick check to see what's going on. So I'm acting like I'm solo in the studio. I see more guests are joining us. Hello, beautiful guests. So glad you're with us. I'm taking a deep breath. I want you to tune into your breath. Oh, my. What do we have here? Oh. Tana DeLuca is somewhere in the house. And I'm going to read this out loud because she's not shy. She likes to show herself. Donna just said, "We're here for you, sister. You'll do great. Sexy and sensual. Laugh out loud. Have you played with yourself today? Celeste, you have caught the ghost sense of not sure what words to use. Laugh out loud." Donna, now you stop playing with me, girl. You come on in here. Come on in the studio and play. Thank you for the love, Donna. I really appreciate you. She's so amazing. We love the listeners of Life Conversations Radio Network. They are always on time, and we love you guys so much. So, hey, let me get you started on what is going on this week. We've got some hot astrological pieces going on. And before I really get to that, though, I kind of want to tell you about how this show came about. You know, there's always a story. There's always a story. And the story tonight is I have a really dear friend from junior high school. I don't know if you're fortunate enough to stay connected to people who knew you in junior high school, but I'm grateful that I have a friend named R, and it's not R for warm bodies. She's not a zombie. But I have a friend named R who's kind of shy, so I'm not using her name. I'm just using her initial. And she gave me a call, and I really wasn't sure if I was going to do the show tonight because I was kind of scared about doing it on my own. And what she had to say about courage, you know, courage is actually spelled the exact same way as it's spelled in French, courage, if I'm saying that right, and it means from the heart. And she inspired me so much that I started to think about the superheroes, because she shared, she goes, you know, superheroes are kind of sexy. People who are brave and people who have courage are sexy. And I'm like, you know what? That's right. So I was playing around with juju of courage. Somebody already had that. And then I started to think about mojo, this beautiful gift of mojo that every single person is born with. Now, mojo means a magic charm, a talisman, or a spell. It's a magic power, and is often reduced to sexual attractiveness. And there is something sexy about someone who got their mojo working. I mean, there's just nothing in the world like watching somebody in their light. And when you get to tap into that for yourself, when you start to feel your own light, well, then you start to feel yourself. And then you have the courage to face the things in your life that maybe you don't want to naturally. In a natural sense, you're like, I'm just going to be Clark Kent for a second. I don't want to deal with this. Or I'm going to be Bruce Wayne from Batman. But at some point, you got to put your mojo on. And courage means the ability to do something that frightens you. Strength in the face of pain or grief. So I'm playing around with that, and I came up with Baka, Mojo of Courage, on a celestial show. And why is the mojo of courage so sexy? Because you know what? When you're tapping into that, you're revealing the essence of your soul. It's not about imitating or copying anyone else. It's about connecting with your own blooms. And you get to actually witness your own blossoming. I believe that every single one of us is born with mojo. And it's that special spark or magic charm that truly comes alive when you have the courage to be vulnerable. Revealing yourself is a gift to you and those who love you. So I want to help you tap into that tonight. So I don't care what anybody ever called you. They called you out your name. If you were bullied, if someone said that you weren't going to be enough, I'm here to tell you tonight that that's not true. You were born with a special gift, a special talent, even your quirkiness, even the things that people pick on you about. I promise you there's a gift there for you. There's a strength there, a diamond in the rough that just needs some shining. We need to shine a light on it. We need to, you know, change that charcoal. And life has its joys and its pain. Life will show up sometimes, and you're making that, and you don't see the diamond. All you see is some charcoal. But I'm telling you, if you could just hold on. Just a little while longer, you'll start to see the diamond of you coming through. You can shine bright like a diamond when you are true to who you are. And you've got some astrological gifts happening today, and you also have a master number that's running today. But we are going to take a deep breath. We're going to get some refreshments, because I do believe, before we get a little deeper into this conversation, that it is time for a break. And so just give me a moment. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me. But I will be right back, and we're going to get more into this 11 game. Okay? So I'm driving the keys to myself, and we're going to, yeah, really, we're really going to take a break. Yep. Right now.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
We will keep spreading the love, Mark. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back, family. I see there's some more North Carolina numbers on the line. Don't be afraid to press one. I'd love to talk to each and every one of you, you beautiful people. Welcome. I'm going to check in on the chat room real quick. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I thank each and every one of you for hanging out with me. And I'm not forgetting you beautiful people in the archive. Whenever you listen, it's right on time. So thank you for spending your time with me. Okay, so before break, I told you I wanted to get your mojo rising. You know, some astrological things happening right now, okay? So in order to really get your mojo rising, you have to be the master in your own life. And we just happen to have a master number running today. 11 is the energy of the day. And if it happens to be your birthday today, it's your lesson number for the whole year. 11 is the most intuitive of all numbers, representing illumination and a channel to the subconscious. And the number 11 shows up in amazing ways. For instance, 11 is also the moose in medicine cards. And the medicine cards generally follows Native American teachings, which is why I love it so much. There's so much that we can learn from the animals. And the 11 shows up as the moose. And the moose represents a healthy, grounded, vibrant self-esteem. Now, 11 also shows up as the strength card in tarot, but that depends on your tarot deck. It can be either strength or justice. In Mother Peace tarot cards, strength shows up as the number 11. And the focal point on this card is one of my favorites. Absolutely gorgeous. Okay, so let me break this down a little easy, because I know that they call me the Spider Woman, and I can weave a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. But what I want you to tap into when you think of strength as number 11, and the fact that it's a master number, which means you get double the power when you tap into it, I want you to connect with the sign that is astrologically connected to the Strength card in tarot. And the sign that is connected to the Strength card is the sign of Leo, the mighty lion. The lion is not shy. The lion likes to show himself. He's full of power. He's absolutely gorgeous. In regular tarot cards, the Strength card shows up as a woman and a lion. And the woman is fully clothed, and she's shutting the lion's mouth gently. You know, she had to have some type of power to tame this lion, because I don't know anybody who's trying to go up to a lion and shut its mouth. But the Strength card, it's about gentle persistence. It's not about Hercules. It's about taming. It's about quieting the lower base energies, and actually not even quieting it. I don't want to say it like that. But it's about merging and integrating lower and higher base energies so that you can get the full power of the lion. Now, in Mother Peace tarot cards, the representation, the Strength card, is one of my favorites. On this card, there's featured a certain goddess by the name of Brigid, or Brigid. And she is a Celtic goddess. And they say that she was so beloved in Ireland that they actually made her a saint. You know, there are a lot of things in religion where tarot and Celtic goddesses are not really looked upon favorably. But the love for this goddess was so strong that it morphed into, well, okay, we're going to make her a saint. And she represents healing, and she represents inspiration, muse. She's also responsible for Smithcraft. And since there's so many people from my family with the last name Smith, I just want to give you a little wink in that direction. The name Smith is a really powerful name, and Smithcraft is about forging of metals. That means we're strong family. No matter what is going on, you've got Smith in your name, you're dealing with metals, you're dealing with fire. And this Brigid is supposed to be in charge of that. So how does she show up in my cards? She is the keeper of the flame, and she has a nickname of Bright Goddess. She's our example of the gentle use of strength. So how do you show your strength? How do you get your mojo rising? I already gave you a hint that it's about revealing yourself. This woman is absolutely nude on this card. Now, you can't look at this as just purely sexual. Nudity in tarot cards is about unconditional love for yourself, that you love yourself so much that you refuse to hide. And you know how they say that animals can smell fear? Well, in her case, she has made friends with animals who are stereotypically considered to be scary. There's a scorpion. There's a spider. I'm not sure why the rabbit is scary, but I'm just kidding. You know, that's fertility. Moving on. Okay, so we've got the snake, and there's all of these animals. There's a wolf, and there's like 12 animals on this card that's seated with her. But she is absolutely comfortable. And not only that, she's not in a plastic setting. She's out in nature. All of this is about getting back to the root of who you are and facing those things that you fear. It's absolutely powerful. She has made these scary animals her friends. And what that says to us is that the parts of life that we find scary, we can learn how to dance with our dragons. We can learn how to embrace our monsters, not to to conquer them, but not in a way of domination, but to fully embrace, you know what, and what, and I don't know what you're afraid of right now. You know, is it the build? Is it the job? Is it what's showing up in the life of people around you? I don't know what that fear is. But I know that there's no way to really get over it if you don't face it. And that's what the goddess Bridget teaches us. That's what's absolutely amazing for us. And for tapping into our mojo, our mo juice, or our creator juice, when we are able to tap into our own power, then we can tap into creativity. And that is the part of being a master in your life. That's what makes it so amazing, to face those things that you most fear. So the goddess Bridget has her hand out, and she has her ego actually represented as a flame. She puts this flame to a wolf. Now, the wolf in medicine cards is known as the teacher. So she surrenders so that the storyteller wolf can sniff and bring her back stories. She has tamed her shadows and can sit freely, revealing an open heart and a balanced solar plexus chakra located at the navel. The color is yellow. The element is fire. And when it's balanced, we have access to personal power, will, knowledge, laughter, and mental clarity. It helps us maintain our humor, optimism, and self-control. You want to get your mojo rising? Start laughing. Laughter brings you strength. It's the medicine for reclaiming your power if you're feeling a little low. So wake up laughing and tap into your super strength, trusting the process of life and your right to be here. So you'll be a master when you remember that no one can hold down someone who is full of joy. And that's the key to taking care of your mojo. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am doing readings tonight. Feel free to join me at 347-426-3346. And I want to make sure before the night goes on that I also get you a little hint about what's moving with the new moon in Cancer that's coming up on Monday. Now, I know I see Lady T out there on the phone line. She's a Cancer, so I want her to listen very closely to this conversation that I'm about to have about new moon in Cancer. It's happening tomorrow, and we can also use that energy to tap into our mojo. So I'm pulling this information right now about the new moon in Cancer from mysticmama.com. I highly recommend them. They have an amazing way of breaking down everyday language for tapping into what's going on with the planets and astrology. And I love the way she writes about the state of the moon. So Cancer is considered the sign of the great mother of life, the nurturing power of our emotional body. Feelings let us know if something is good or bad for us. When we ignore our emotional intelligence, we create disorder and chaos in our lives and in the world. So pay attention to your body and your feelings this month. And for this new moon, plant seeds of emotional intelligence. I need to say that again, because you cannot play with this Cancer energy, family. For this new moon, plant seeds of emotional intelligence. This new moon is conjunct Mercury retrograde, so messages will run deep. Use the new moon energy to go within and have a talk with yourself about your life. What's really important to you? Is outer monetary security more important than inner emotional security? Why are you here on Earth? What's your destiny? If you put in the time, you will get the answers. We welcome this Cancer new moon, which brings the message of mother love and urges us to give it to ourselves. So many things have been coming to the surface, perhaps the aspects of ourselves that we are seeing which need readjusting. See, there gives you a little hint about those scary monsters that I was talking about in the 11th Strength card in Mother Peace Tarot. These scary monsters are really our shadow selves and the parts that we need to tap into and we need to see. So as we embrace the clarity, we must not be too harsh on ourselves, but lovingly bring it all back into right relation. New moons offer us opportunities to begin again. From a new vantage point, we can set forth with an expanded vision and see what needs to be addressed, what is truly important, what matters the most. Nurturance is the key. It's about nurturing, mothering our child within, so we can continue to offer our love to others. Perfect time to focus our intentions with things having to do with our relationships, with self-love, and with our home and environment. Wonderful time to go out into nature and connect directly with the heart of the earth. Feel the grounding. Feel the support. Feel the peace. When you have that moment in your sacred space, here's a call to action for this new moon. So I want you to take a deep breath. We have about 15 more minutes before we release the show. And Mystic Mama is inviting us to take a vision, to tap in. Okay? So I want you to take a deep breath. And let's hold our planet in our mind's eye and see it surrounded with light. Hold the vision of sending mother love energy to all of humanity. And see hearts healing and energy feeling lighter. It can be felt. This is an energetic universe. We all need love. Channel that mother love. Offer it up. Isn't that beautiful for a new moon on Monday? Are you willing to make that commitment to yourself, Mother Earth, your family, your friends, your job? What if you went into work tomorrow and decided, I'm going to channel up mother love for me, for you? You don't have to say that. But I'm just saying that have the intention that you want to plant new seeds for emotional intelligence. That's one way to get your mojo rising. So many ways to connect with the beauty of who you are and to offer that beauty to yourself. So I want to thank MysticMama.com for always dropping it like it's hot and giving us the truth of how we need to show up right here, right now. So you are listening to The Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. Such a beautiful night. I'm not sure. I see here. Celeste, connection is fuzzy. Not sure if you're moving or your mic. No, I'm not moving, Miss Donna. I'm right here and very still and connected, but thank you for letting me know. I don't know if you're listening on phone lines or through your computer, but you might want to refresh. And I'm going to, I've got guests in the chat room. But if the people on the phone line can let me know, can you hear me, that would be great. If you could just press 1, I won't go to you to pull you on the air. But if you could press 1 to just let me know that you're hearing me loud and clear, that'll let me know that I'm not missing a thing. Cute baby, so she can hear me. And she dropped that 1 down so fast. Girl, no worries. All is well. All is well. Okay, great. Thank you, Donna. She's my producer now. Okay, wonderful. Okay. Wow, there must have been a lot of energy coming through because I can promise you I was moving still. But again, mysticmama.com, if you weren't able to hear where I got that amazing information about the new moon, it's really powerful. So I want to invite you all to laugh out loud. Indeed, welcome to Radio World. We do it live. We do it on time. We couldn't do this without you. So thank you for your ears, Donna. You're absolutely beautiful. And I'm looking forward to you joining Life Coach Ode on Tuesday for Sensuality and Sexuality Unplugged. I also want to just continue to thank you guys for your support and for connecting with me the way you have, you beautiful people in the archive. Hope you'll come back and listen. I want to invite you also to join the other hosts on Life Conversations Radio Network. We're about to wrap it up for tonight. But I hope I got you some thinking about how to get your mojo rising and how to connect with the beauty of who you are. You know, it's an amazing time right now to tap into your mojo of courage and to do something that you haven't done before, Now, you have the energy inside of you to make it happen, but make sure you're doing it from an authentic space. From this place, you will be limitless. You will be fearless. And don't forget to join Welcome Back Life Coach Today on Tuesday for a Sexuality and Sensuality Unplugged show on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Party starts at 12 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you come and you get you some. And for now, unless somebody presses one and wants to say goodnight, we're going to shut it down. I feel so full, and I'm hoping that you guys were able to tap into the energy of this Mercury retrograde that we're still flying with. I hope you're continuing to be gentle with yourself and to take this time to be introspective as you connect with the energy of this time. And don't forget to plant new seeds for your new moon tomorrow. And I know I said that I might sing New Moon on Monday by Duran Duran, but I don't think I have the heart. It's a hard song to sing. But, yes, I always forget to say this as well. I want to ask you, if you can do me a favor, come in a little closer. I'm going to be trying to pick up my numbers on the Celestial Show fan-like page on Facebook. There have been some people who have joined me. I post some affirmations, and I break down the number of the day, kind of like a small version of Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. That's my offering and my gift in ways that I play. You are welcome to join me on Facebook. Perhaps someday I'll have a website. But that's not the time right now. But for now, I do play on Facebook. And if you need to pick me up, you can find me there. So make sure you go over to Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan-like page. Like it. Tell all your friends about it so that I can definitely get those numbers up. So. No, it's just me and the phone. I think it's the energy. We do have a storm coming. There's some questions right now, family, about what was going on with the sound. We do have a storm in D.C. So, I don't know what happened, but I'm hoping that the energy of the love that I'm feeling for all of you is coming through. I want to share with you, because tonight was really big for me, Swallow Your Fears by State of Man. Lead singer is John Stringer. And I hope that when you are dealing with this energy of new moon on Monday, that you'll use that time to swallow your fears as well. State of Man is one of my favorite bands. I met John Stringer on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. So it's my honor to share his music with you tonight. You'll find out more about... Wow. Thank you. I was looking. for more information. Is that me? Because I can barely hear it. Okay, yeah. For more information, you can find John Stringer at johnstringerinc.com to get more of his amazing music. Swallow your fears, family. And enjoy your life. I love you. I'll see you next week.
that hold you back, that hold you back from living.